You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. AstraZeneca ramps up vaccine production, false positives cause concern, and Germany experiments with concerts. Here's what you should know. A potential COVID-19 vaccine from drug maker AstraZeneca has entered advanced trials. But maybe more importantly, the company claims it has the capacity to make 3 billion doses if the vaccine gets approved. The process of ramping up production can often take years, but the company says they were able to design their process, get equipment to manufacturing partners, and run the initial process within 8 weeks. False positives from rapid COVID tests around the country, from politicians to football teams, have caused concern about the efficacy of the tests. Experts suggest getting more tests done after a positive to be sure it wasn't false, as no test has a 0% fallacy rate. 1,500 people were allowed indoors for a concert for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic in Germany. But this show was a little different than pre-COVID times. The concert was an experiment that brought in volunteers to test varying safety measures and better understand crowd behavior. Researchers hope the data can inform how or if large gatherings can take place as COVID cases rise in Germany. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.